overdosed under the apple tree. My sister saved you, you didn't thank her, remember? Still my kisses were free. I thought you needed love, you needed money and a house key. Fool me once, fool me twice, I am cold like December. Are strangers now. The children are all gone. You're in the desert singing, drinking songs. Count your money. It's a blessing. At the end, you say that people change, but I don't think so. You want to win me over. Stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
She's not dreaming. See the lights of the neighbor's house.
Well, boys and girls, how do you do, how do you do, how do you do? Welcome to the big show, kids. that, of course, was the Foo Fighters on this Double Shot Tuesday with Summer's End. And before that, of course, our notorious... Notorious, is that a good word or
it's meaning notoriety.
Our signature song, of course, Learning to Fly. I know I'm looking up things, I'm sorry. Hey, welcome to the big show, boys and girls. I am DJ Pauly B, and sitting across from me, of course, is the funny man.
Yes. Yes, I am sitting across from you. That is correct.
And welcome to the show. By the way, we do put the giddy in Giddy Up because I kind of listened to... No, I didn't kind of listen. I listened to last week's show. Yeah. We are pretty giddy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's a fitting name for the program.
You get your giddy, you get your giddiness.
And then we take it up a notch.
Take it up a notch, exactly.
That's
giddy
right.
Up.
We are the Giddy Up crew. Here at 91.5 WMFO on this... fifth day, look at that's wrong.
Yes.
Fifth day of December. Kids, I hope you're gearing up for Christmas. I don't know if anybody is. I didn't make you cringe by saying that because that's, a touchy subject for a lot of people. Anyways, it's, 45 degrees. Ooh.
It is. 45, awfully cool.
Yes, it's 45 degrees in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. And I got to tell you, it's kind of rainy, raw. Yeah, it's nasty. Put it this way, my hair is in a ponytail, and I don't have enough hair to put in a ponytail. It's frizz weather for you women, definitely for you women, and some of the guys I know.
So I left my hair on top of my dresser.
In Texas? Oh, what?
Yeah, in Texas. Top of the dresser.
I left it in the cabin. It was inside the hat. He said, sir, I think we have your rug. We've located the rug. I'll be right down because there's no way that hair is perfect like that because it is perfect. You got to see the head of hair on this guy.
Like I said, it's sitting on my bureau.
It's sitting.
I didn't feel like putting it on today.
Well, you know, after it got ran over by that car, we had to bring it back to life with the tiny combs and brushes, these specialized shampoos.
Yes, very special.
We're already gearing up to be silly. But, that's what we do here at the Giddy Up. So, 4:15 in the afternoon, I think we got some good stuff coming up, some good funny stuff to help your afternoon drive in this crappy weather, which is, yeah. I mean, it's not that bad. It's going to be worse, trust me.
Yeah.
I'll be back with the whole week of forecasts, and you don't want to hear it.
Nope.
But... Today,
Friday into Saturday.
Yes. All right. We'll talk about that as the show goes on, and we will. We'll play a couple more tunages.
Sure.
I just say that. I don't even know if that's a word. It's probably not a word.
It is. If you say it, it's a word.
Okay, I'll buy that for a dollar,
and I'll sell it back for $1.50.
All right. So, back to the great music, and then after that, we will be back with shout-outs. If I am. Correct, sir?
Yes, you are correct, sir.
Well, then that's all that matters. And why don't you take us out, Christopher?
Yeah. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
We'll be back, boys and girls. Stay dry.
Away. I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you
Chris, just a question.
Yes.
Do hearts and farts fade away?
Hearts eventually, farts, well, they'll farts linger.
They linger, but
they linger.
But eventually they fade away. So that's a very profound song.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, it looks like the kids are getting up to speed with the old cheat sheet of Rooney.
Well, hey, how you doing? Anyways, 4:25 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on this wonderful 45-degree drizzly kind of raw day. Not too raw. It's not like raw, like sushi raw. It's like a medium rare raw.
It's not quite well done. It's over easy.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's a little raw. Anyways, we are back, and I think I forgot to say something on the opening. I'll remember it, though.
Okay.
Oh, anyways, so that was your double show. Oh, that's what I forgot to say. If you're just joining us or didn't hear the show last week, we decided we got a lot of good feedback from last week's show about doing a double shot two for Tuesday, as we like to refer to that in the radio industry or the programming industry.
I figured you had the graphic drawn.
Yes, I did. It was the old Cheers,
yes.
in the Cheers style logo,
yes.
Which is nice since we're in Boston. So
yes.
That kind of makes sense, right?
Exactly.
All right, so two for Tuesday. So every time you kids hear a twofer, which will be the whole show, we're going to do two for Tuesday until we are shut off, which I mean, I'm saying to you kids, every time you have two for Tuesday, do shots.
Yes.
So you won't make it through the whole show, I guarantee.
Ask your bartender, hairdresser, guidance counselor, wherever you may be right now.
Yes, absolutely.
To pour you a double.
Yeah. So anyways, welcome to the show. Do we want to do shout-outs now, or do we want to do another double shot? Or
4:26, let's do the shout-outs, and then we'll come back
to
some dub shots.
Dub shots.
Dub shots.
We definitely do the dub shots all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so at this time of the show, It's 4:27 here. It's about that time, you're right, where we appreciate all our faithful listeners and want to let you know that we... Well, you know, we hear you loud and clear.
We want you to know that we your names and where you live.
And we hope you're listening in and hear your name, because people love to hear their name on the radio for some reason.
Oh, except if you're
unless,
Harvey.
Unless you're Harvey Weinstein or OJ or Charles Manson. Or
Charles Manson ain't hearing much.
No, he ain't hearing much. I did watch that documentary, by the way. The two-part documentary on Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was on Sunday and Monday, but I did a double shot of it last night, late last night.
What channel was it on?
History, maybe?
Ah, so was it, did you get it, like, on it, demand or something?
It was basically a new, actually a retired agent who specified in obviously serial killers, and he was trying to gather up information to see, because there's so many people out there that apparently they're still haven't been found.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying like 35 to 40 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is amazing. I know.
That are associated with Manson?
Yes.
Wow.
All of them. Because he said it before he died. He was laughing. You know, he was quite the character.
He was twisted. So you know the whole thing, and they probably went over it. You know, his mother was like 14 when she got pregnant.
Yeah, and his dad was an alcoholic and beat him.
I think he was in jail.
Nah, you know what?
And he was like,
listen.
And he's like in his 30s or something, and the mother was 14 or 15.
Well, not that we want to get into this, because it's a serious subject. Our show is about being fun, and but the one thing about him, though, he was no dumb guy, man. He was very, enthusiastic. He was very, if I may say, he was very engaging.
That's how he got all the people
exactly.
To do the
work. Exactly, and I don't see how a psycho like that. So he wasn't any near from being a dumb guy. He was very brilliant as far as in an evil way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it was interesting, to say the least.
Yep.
And I mean that. And anyways, we don't want to talk about Charles Manson.
No, we don't. That's actually going to be from 10 to midnight on this station. It's the Manson Show.
Yes. And here is some Helter Skelter for Chucky. No, all right. Anyways, we're going to do the right thing. All right, Christopher, you let him know.
That yes.
If you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, all right. If you hear your name, please send $5 to this here Giddy Up Show. that way we'll, send you autographed pictures of Randolph Mantooth or any other 70s sitcom stud.
Enough about Manson.
No, Randolph Mantooth.
Oh, Mantooth.
Remember him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, from News... from
Emergency or something? Or
Mantooth was from... The Will Ferrell movie that we love. Mantooth. He was, what's his name? From the other station. What's his name? The tall guy there.
Oh, yeah. He's
that was his
ESPN.
Last name.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Craig,
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Big, tall, blonde guy.
No. Okay, he was married to Jennifer Aniston as well. I can't remember his name.
Brad Pitt?
Maybe if someone can remember, they can shoot us a text or...
Randolph Mantooth was a star in the 70s of like Emergency or one.
Who was an Anchorman? He was the number two station that they would keep going back and forth fighting with.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look that up.
Well, we'll find out. It doesn't matter. Nobody's even interested. The song's already 3 minutes in. We haven't even said one shout-out.
You mean what's different about the show?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, because we get on a rant and that's it.
As you know, we're very easily distracted, so please stop putting those shiny coins
yes,
in front
exactly.
of us.
Yes, exactly. Whoever's driving by with the laser pointers, please stop, because you're stopping the show.
Today, once again, December 5th, 2017, 20 days till Christmas. Get your shopping done, and if not, just fill envelopes full of cash and drugs.
That's all. Wow. And people definitely want the cash.
And the drugs. All right, so batting leadoff today is our super fan here in beautiful Salem, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Kinozinski Leadham. Staying in the town of Salem, DJ Carla D and Eric Wilson. The lovely, the talented Miss Dawn Chase. Equally lovely and equally as talented, Ma and Kim at Malden Transport. Malden.
Yeah, you almost made a faux pas there.
Yeah, I would say my Malden Transsexualities.
Transvestites.
Transvestites. Yeah, here, come in and get an added dick to me. $4.95.
Yeah, right in the garage.
They're doing them right there. They'll put you on the lift. Take off what needs to be taken off and add what needs to be added. What do you want? We got it. All right. Chet Johnson, Billy Roderick, Dave Stefanino, Michael Scott Stewart of the Bragans, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the beautiful Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, heard on Friday nights on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
That's right.
Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, who I believe was in last Saturday night for the lounge. So if you're tuning in to hear him this Saturday, don't. Do something else with your time. The following Saturday, he should be here. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Shelly Driver, Kyle B, Bus Driver, Joe Breezy High, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in lovely Peabody. By the way, if you go to the Peabody Salem line, there is a cannabis doctor there.
Yes.
And I will give you his name, Dr. Tommy.
All right.
I'm giving a shout out to Dr. Tommy.
Dr. Tommy Chong.
Phil Fleming, Dr. Bruce Hebert, Bob Samantha, and Robert Wynn. And speaking of Wynn.
Yes.
I was driving down 93 yesterday, and you can see it's looking like something now.
What do you mean 93? You can see it from farther than that now. It's really getting up there.
It's the first time I've seen it since I think we drove by it at night of the Foo Fighters.
Since I broke ground, with my big shovel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, you were 2 days too early for it.
Right, and they arrested me. But hey, whatever. Yeah. I still have the dirt.
That's all that counts.
And I'm gonna make a killing from the Mr. Wynn when he opens up.
Someone's dirt back. Hey, buddy, where's your dirt?
I get your dirt. The whole place is gonna fall down if I don't give it back to you.
What's funny is you could see the iconic, what's like that bronze color windows that they have.
Yep,
that's right. Starting to come up. I know. Wow. So it's looking like something now.
If he don't give me his money. My money for the dirt. I'm going to pull a Silverdome on them.
Oh, yes, Silverdome. Bye-bye.
Well, they got it. Yeah, it only took them two tries. You didn't see the first try?
No.
It didn't take. They went boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden, nothing moved. And they had to do it again today.
You're
to
kidding.
Finally get it done.
Oh, my God.
They had to set up all the dynamite again, and it finally went.
Well, that's
how do you not know that?
I knew that it got torn down. I didn't know
it didn't get
tried.
Torn down. They dynamited it. They were going to... The roof got torn off. And then they It was like live on TV and everybody's like... And there was like tons of fans there saying goodbye, crying. And all of a sudden, nothing. And they have T-shirts out and everything.
Yeah, because you really, really want to remember all the good times.
Well,
at the Silverdome. Those 0-16 Lions teams, you really want to remember that.
Yeah, well, not me. It doesn't matter to me, but that's probably the biggest stand that Lions Stadium, that Pontiac Stadium has ever taken. Silverdome. Yeah. It's probably the best, the strongest it's ever been.
Yeah, no kidding. I tell you, I can see you crying over the Joe, not the Joe's clothes.
And it sucks because they had the best, they had some of the best players in the NFL. Namely,
number 20, Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Calvin Johnson. Come on.
And let's not,
you can't really go.
Yeah, but let's not forget lefty quarterback Eric Hipple. Because his name rhymes with nipple.
All right, go ahead. Come on, let's get through this.
Gary Hogaboom.
All right, Hogaboom. Mo LeMay. He played quarterback for, he had the tenacious short throw.
Oh, man.
Wrist throw. It's like a bullet.
Mary Canavan, Marcin Kanrzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the mustache of Medford, Mr. Frankie Evergamo.
Yes, yes. I was speaking with the mustache earlier, and he said he will be here next Friday.
He's festooning it for the festivities.
He's fine-tuning. He said he had a dentist appointment, which I don't believe. I believe he had a mustache appointment where they fine-tune the mustache. It's almost like at Oz, you know, when they went in and they got everything fine-tuned.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
And I believe that's what he's doing for next week's show. So he'll be here next week. That's why I was saying maybe we should do our ugly sweater show next week.
Well, if we do that, maybe what we should do is continue wearing the sweaters until Christmas.
Okay. It, like I said, it's a little premature, but, you know, with your schedule, we don't know how close to Christmas we're going to get with that. Hopefully. I mean, we would usually do it on, you know, the Tuesday before Christmas, but...
Which would be the 18th this year. So.
Okay.
All right, so we'll who the hell did I just say? Oh, so what comes after Embragamos?
Papalatos?
Oh, close. Mamalette.
Mamalette.
Be ready.
Oh, yes.
Mamalette.
We love Denise. You see her tree? It looks amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes. They went down. They cut it from a tree farm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike Best.
It was called My Front Yard. I chased him out with a shotgun.
Oh, boy, Mike Fessler. Well, I guess they got away. Mike with the tree. Mike Fessler, Frankie Feely, Pat Cornier Crow, Big Jack and Janice Cookie, Chrissy Fantasia, Buddy.
Ah, Cookie's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. So happy birthday to the cook monster.
To the cookie man. To the cookie jar. To the cookie cupboard. Who that? Okay, so Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe, Bob, and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen, Rhiannon, Christina Papalato.
Yes, we love Christina.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Why do we have to specify and, he's in the Dirty E?
Well, now we must say congratulations to Everett High School once again.
Yeah, G1 domination.
Yes. Yep. They won the Super Bowl once again on Saturday.
And I do love the fact that Melrose is now like a D4, D5 school.
Yes.
When they always be proud of the GBL.
I know.
But all these teams are, they don't want to.
They're so dominant now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Mark Dayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scrio, Bonnie Tamarsh, Adam McClain, Elaine Ivory Allen. Do not put Elaine and McClain near each other on the list. It's a tongue twister. Russ LeBlanc, Gail Bracken, Nicole Bisson, Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Raku Scully, Joe Ann Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Plague, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnin, The Talented, Colleen Shea, Bob Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brant, Rebecca Rose Casterly, Pam Bridge, Danelle Santalucia, Bobby Colburn, Kelly Vigna, Stacey Gray Herman, Boston Jackie, and Jennifer Palazzo. And ladies and gentlemen, those are your shout-outs for this beautiful Tuesday.
Well, thank you, sir, very kindly for that 20-minute shout-out that should only have taken 5 minutes, maybe. But that's the way we roll here at the Giddy Up.
You start getting into conversations about mustaches and Manson. God knows where it could lead to.
I know, right?
This is Mustaches and Manson on 91.5 MFO.
All right, so let's get back to some double shots.
Yes.
We'll do a couple. A couple double shots. So me and the funny man have some time to, regenerate or decompress or decompose, whatever we want to do here.
Maybe just tickle each other for 20 minutes. I don't know.
Hey, you don't tell people what we're doing off the air. All right. So, like I said, thank you, sir. It's 4:41 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. Although I just did your... your ID. I'm sorry, sir.
It's okay.
But... anyways, if you'd like to do it again, I wouldn't mind, but that's up to you.
You're in beautiful, historic Medford, Massachusetts.
Is that it? Really?
That's it?
All right. I think we can roll with that.
We're good.
All right, let's roll with that. All right. If we could only... Shout.
Girl. So,
Just want to interject real quick, boys and girls. The reason why I'm playing a double shot of Stone Temple Pilots, because yesterday was the day that our beloved Scott Whelan passed away. So, here's to you, Scott. We miss you.